I'm Sylvia Bullard, news reporter for CJMQ 88.9 The Cube, and we're very lucky to be able to have Ross Murray for an interview today. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us. You've been a very busy guy. You've just launched your new book, Don't Everyone Jump at Once, and I guess we're lucky to get a hold of you before you're snatched away by all the big-time media. Next, you'll be going to New York.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. But you know what? My publisher, Blue Ice Books in Quebec City, they called it an international book tour that I've been on. Mm-hmm. And that's consisted of, well, two places. Quebec City, I had a reading last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then the Haskell Free Library, which, as you know, sits on the Canada-U.S. border. That's so great. That made it an international book tour. And That's pretty much all I have planned for now.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So also, I want to mention, too, that if we check out Thursday's Sherbrooke Record, we have an interview there that actually I think you wrote it, right?
It's the Sherbrooke roster.
Right.
Yeah, I'm all over the place. It's a interview that Matthew Farfan, the writer, did with me, and we did it by email, so
Okay. That's
why it's so incredibly long. Mm-hmm. That it fills two pages.
Well, it was most interesting, and so really I have all the interview questions that I would need right there to ask you today.
Well, let's just stop now, and Okay. You can go pick up Thursday's Record.
No, not everybody reads the paper,
that's
so,
true.
You know, if they're driving in their car, it's hard to read the paper. They may hear you on CJMQ.
Pull over on the side of the road if you must.
Exactly. So this is your second book, is that correct?
Yes, it's my second collection of pieces that did appear in the Sherbrooke Record. The first one, actually, there was columns from the Sherbrooke Record and there was columns from the Stansted Journal, which I used to be a part of. And this one, Don't Everyone Jump at Once, is a collection of columns from the Record, mm-hmm. as well as some of the pieces that I've done for CBC Breakaway over the last couple of years.
Can you just refresh our memories? What was the name of your first collection?
The first collection was called You're Not Going to Eat That, Are You?
Mm-hmm.
And this one is Don't Everyone Jump at Once. So as I said to the people at the Haskell on Saturday, I seem to have mastered the art of creating very long book titles.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to make the next one really short. I think it's just going to be Read This or Buy This. That would be a good one. Buy this book.
Well, I haven't had the opportunity to read this latest book yet, but I did read your first one and I laughed so much. It was so funny. I would have to ask you right now, Don't Everyone Jump at Once. Do you find that everybody is sort of asking about your new book and they want to interview you?
I think it's a little different this time because I do have the book out. Well, I'm a funny quantity in the townships because a lot of my readers, people who buy the book also read me in the Record, mm-hmm. or they've heard me on the radio, so they kind of know what they're getting into, mm-hmm. right away, for better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
And people are really quite generous and kind about when they hear that I have another collection coming out, because quite frankly, I write the column every week, and some of them are going to be better than others. So I like to think that the ones that are in this book are the cream of the crop, such as it is. And mm-hmm. People are very kind about it. I don't know if it's a whole lot different from last time because I'm still in a pretty small market. I have a publisher in Quebec City, but it is a small publisher, so it's given me more exposure in Quebec City. And he's working the social networking and marketing a little bit more than last time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit more exposure. We're trying to get into the Montreal market as well. And then from there, we'll see. We're on Amazon this time. The last book wasn't on Amazon. So little things that we're doing to just try to do a little more promoting. But New York publishers have not yet beckoned to me.
Have you notified Oprah?
No.
No, maybe you should do that. You should do that.
I'm told that Oprah gets dump trucks full of books, mm-hmm. show up at her door and they just sort of dump it into a pile. And she uses that to, you know, fuel her furnace during the winter. So
goodness. Yeah. Wow. So I have to ask you this question. How is this book different from your last? Just because.
Well, there is a difference because in the first collection, It was collected from pieces that I had written over really a 15-year period. So my family kind of grew up in that book, and it was sort of written chronologically, some of it, the ones about my family at least. So when I started that book, my eldest daughter was like 2 years old, and the last piece is in that book. She's, you know, I think she's like 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. So it was aged over time. This collection's more in a condensed period of time. So my older kids are kind of grown up. My youngest daughter, though, Abby, is features in this book considerably. So I would say there's more in this book that has sort of general humor, general topics, things with observational topics, and a little bit less of the domestic humor, but it's still in there. Maybe not talking specifically about my family as much as in the first book, but touches on things that are about family life, like sleepovers and the rules for running a family game night, that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. a lot of observationals from my life, but not necessarily as many pieces about my own kids.
Right. I can't wait for you to become a grandparent.
I can wait a little longer.
I think you're going to have just a whole new world of material there.
Yeah. Well, the thing with being a parent is it's so amazing and wonderful mm-hmm. that you think you are the only person in the world who's ever had this most amazing, wonderful thing. And
right.
you just desire is to share it with everyone. So a lot of people have had that experience. So, but that's why people like it, is because they have gone through that experience.
And they can identify.
And they can identify,
yes.
Sure.
Can you tell us some of the funny stories that we can expect to find in the book?
Well, like I say, there's some pieces from my own experience. For instance, my youngest daughter, Abby, took up basketball at about age 6 and 7. So there's pieces in here about the experience of watching six-year-olds playing basketball. And it's not so much, you know, running up and down the floor as like a moving mob of color going up and down. So that piece is called Dribbling is Not the Same as Drooling. Uh-huh. There's pieces in here about long johns and how we should be celebrating the long john in Canada, make it our official undergarment. I'm just looking at the table of contents. I have a piece in here. It's my first Shakespearean soliloquy. I have, a couple of years ago, they did Peter Pan at the Stratford Festival in Ontario, and so I wondered what a soliloquy would be like by Captain Hook. So it's written sort of in the Shakespearean style, Captain Hook from Peter Pan. So it's a real range of things. There's a couple of issues about the border, border issues, an imaginary conversation between border officer and an American tourist.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of go all over the place. I for whatever reason, I really like holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So there's pieces about Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day and April Fool's Day. And then there's a whole back section about my family that's specifically about my family, like staying in a flop house. I mean, really cheap hotel in Montreal.
I think I read that column when it came out somewhere. I do remember that.
Yeah, it was quite an experience.
Yeah. Well, you're a really funny guy, and I've enjoyed your columns over the years. And I'm really anxious to get my copy of Don't Everyone Jump at Once. So where is it available?
In Lennoxville, it's at Black Cat Books and at Townshippers Association. Over in Knowlton, Brome Lake Books is carrying it, and the Townshippers Association there as well. It's also available online through the publisher. You can go to www.blueicebooks.com.
Okay.
Or you can look for it on Amazon. It's up there as well.
So there's lots of places to find it.
You can't miss it.
No.
You can call me or email me. I'll bring one to your house, that kind of thing.
You would do that.
I would.
Well, now everybody is really going to be jumping, and they're going to be calling you. All right. Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
It's my pleasure.
And good luck, the new book.
Thanks very much.